date e vi sarà dato.
Give and it will be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Have you ever received a gift from a friend and then felt that you had to give something back in return? Not so much to repay a debt, but out of true and grateful love. I'm sure it has. If this happens to you, imagine how it must be for God, God who is love. He reciprocates every gift we give to our neighbors in His name. True Christians experience this very often. And each time, it's a surprise. We'll never get used to the things God invents. I could give you thousands of examples. I could even write a book about it. And you'll see how true these words are. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Which means God's abundance, His generosity. Here's an example. Night had fallen in Rome. In their basement flat, a small group of young women who wanted to live the gospel were wishing each other good night. When suddenly the doorbell rang. Who could it be at this hour? On the doorstep, there was a man who was very worried. He was desperate. The following day, he and his family were going to be evicted because they hadn't been able to pay the rent. The women looked at one another and made a silent agreement. They went to the drawer where they kept the money they had saved for their bills, for the gas, for electricity, and a telephone. Without hesitating, they gave their visitor everything. That night, they went to bed happy. Someone else would take care of them. Then, just before dawn, the phone rang. It was the same man. He said, "I'm coming over by taxi." They were amazed that he had chosen to come by taxi, and they waited for him. When they saw his face, they knew there was something different. He said, "Last night, when I came home, I received an inheritance I wasn't expecting at all. My heart told me that I should give half of it to you." The amount he gave them was exactly twice the amount they had given him so generously. Give and it'll be given to you. A good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over, will be put into your lap. Have you also experienced this? Remember that a gift must be given without self-interest, without expecting anything in return, to anyone who asks. Try it, but not to see the result. Try it because you love God. You might say, "I don't have anything to give." That's not true. If we want, we possess inexhaustible treasures, our free time, our heart, or our smile. Our advice, our culture, our peace. Or we might be able to persuade someone to give to those in need. You might also say, "I don't know to whom I should give. Just look around you." Remember that sick man in hospital? That widow who's so lonely? That school friend who failed a test and is so downhearted? That young person who's so depressed because he can't find a job? Or your little sister or brother who needs a hand? Your friend in prison, that new woman at work who's a bit insecure. In each one, Christ awaits you. Take up the new Christian way of behaving, the one you find in the gospel, which is the opposite of being closed and of worrying. Give up seeking security in worldly goods and start relying on God. This will show your faith in Him, and it'll be quickly confirmed by the gift that'll come back to you. It makes sense that God does not act like this to make you or us richer. He does it so that many others, when they see the little miracles that happen to us when we give, may decide to do the same. He does it so that the more we have, the more we can give. And as true stewards of God's goods, we will make all things circulate in the community around us. And what was said of the first Christians can be repeated of us. There were no needy persons among them. By doing this, don't you think that you could be an animator of the social revolution the world awaits? Give, and it will be given to you. When Jesus said these words, no doubt he was thinking, first of all, of the reward we will receive in heaven. But the reward we receive here on earth is already a foretaste and a guarantee.